considering the just remarkable history around collegiate wrestling here in Oklahoma, it was a surprise that we had never hosted it before, but also just makes it a higher honor for us that we get to host it now. This is G.T. Bynum, the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there's something for everybody here in Tulsa when they're visiting.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line a great road trip destination in this city that will also be the home for one of the biggest weekends in sports as the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships takes place in Tulsa. And no better person to talk with than the mayor of that great city, the Honorable G.T. Bynum. Mayor, welcome to WGN.
Dane, great to be with you.
So, I mean, big events, great events, great dollars, visitors, revenue. But Mayor, like 3,000 cities were competing to host this event. In your opinion, as a guy who does this, and you know, have a lot of contemporaries out there in the mayoral world, what put Tulsa over the top?
Well, I think that we've had tremendous investment into our community in the last 10 to 15 years from the voters, from the business community, from the philanthropic community, and all of that has just created a great experience for people, including the venue where the tournament will be held at the BOK Center, which has been rated one of the top arenas in the United States twice in the last 5 years. So I think that is one of the things that really helped put us over the top. And of course, we have a strong tradition around collegiate wrestling here in Oklahoma as well, which I know NCAA likes to celebrate.
Yeah, oh no, definitely have the street cred on the wrestling side, but you have to have those foundational pieces in place like the arena. And you look at cities that have hosted this in the past, you know, Philadelphia and St. Louis. And an event like this, I think, puts Tulsa on the map even more, takes it to the next level. Was that part of the strategy, was to kind of be able to host these events, showcase the city, and then have just the stock of Tulsa rise?
Well, we're really proud of the enhancements that have been made in Tulsa over the last decade. Things like opening what's called the Gathering Place. It's the greatest park gift any city in American history. Folks there listening to this would be familiar with Maggie Daly Park. It's the same architect who designed that, but built on the shores of the Arkansas River here in Tulsa. We just opened the Bob Dylan Center, which is Bob Dylan's archive for his music center here in our arts district. And so we want to showcase those things. We just had the PGA Championship here last summer with an international viewing audience. And what we find is the more people that we can bring here to Tulsa and they can see the things that our community has to offer, the more they come back.
You know that that is going to happen. People are going to get there. They're going to see the wrestling, but they're going to experience the rest. You mentioned that street cred, sort of that legacy, the history that wrestling has in the state. Were you surprised that this has been in Tulsa before?
Oh, yes. I mean, considering the just remarkable history around collegiate wrestling here in Oklahoma, and particularly at Oklahoma State University, it was a surprise that we had never hosted it before, but also just makes it a higher honor for us that we get to host it now.
I'll let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only G.T. Bynum. He is the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, the host city for the NCAA Wrestling Championships. They said that the impact economically be about $17 million. You got to figure hotels, got to figure restaurants. You mentioned some of the parks that people will visit. I know I've got a good friend, Clark Crew Barbecue, down. They've got the biggest grossing restaurant in the state of Oklahoma, down in Oklahoma City, going to be opening one in Tulsa soon. So, Mayor, for people that are going to make their way down there that are going to hear this, like, where should they go? Do you have, I mean, I know you have to be diplomatic, of course, but are there some favorite spots, not necessarily just restaurants, but things they should see?
Well, I think the thing you have to start with is the Gathering Place. I mean, it was opened in 2019. It's about a 100-acre park on the shore of the Arkansas River. But it has won pretty much every international award that a public park can win and been written up all over the world in international press. And it's just a remarkable experience for people. And it's hard to describe it. Calling a park doesn't really do it justice. And of course, the Bob Dylan Center, we just opened that last year. That's a pretty remarkable experience to walk through there. And you get to see how Bob Dylan developed different songs, everything from, his notes as he was developing song lyrics to notes from other musicians that they sent him after they heard songs that he had that came out. it's a pretty remarkable venue. We just opened USA BMX's National Arena and Hall of Fame, which is a pretty incredible thing for people to visit. And our food scene, in particular in downtown Tulsa, where you have a lot of local young entrepreneurs who have started up some pretty incredible restaurants. I think this year we have 4 James Beard award-winning restaurants right here in Tulsa. Those are all great opportunities for people to visit. The Philbrook Museum of Art, which is a great, was an old oil baron's mansion that he gave to the city back in the 1920s, and it is now one of the best art museums in this part of the United States. So there's something for everybody here in Tulsa when they're visiting.
Wow, you think about the foods. Of course, Chicago hosts the James Beard Awards. You mentioned Tulsa's streetcar. We've got to develop like a sister city, an exchange program, right? Maybe have people going back and forth. So as a leader, right, it's always great to be able to say that you lead by example when it comes to Tulsa, to residency. And on the leadership side, you've had relatives that have been mayor. And so your commitment is real when it comes to Tulsa, and you're trying to encourage other people. I know there's going to be thousands of people going to come to Tulsa. They're going to watch the wrestling. They're going to enjoy it, enjoy the amenities, the parks. They're going to say, you know what? I don't want to leave. So when I mentioned I was going to be talking with you, I had a bunch of friends say like, oh, you got to ask them about the Tulsa remote program. And I think listeners are going to be perking up right now because in an opportunity, we've already heard about all the great things to do and experience in Tulsa, but the opportunity to live there. And you're encouraging people that can do that, that can work remotely, to get involved and become residents. Talk a little bit about that.
The Tulsa Remote Program is a pretty unique deal. It's a program that was started a few years ago, and it's funded by the George Kaiser Family Foundation. And the idea behind it is that people who are selected into the program are paid $10,000 to move to Tulsa for a year. Now, the reality is that we've had such an outpouring of interest in this program. It's the selection rate. You have a better odds of getting into an Ivy League college than you do into the Tulsa Remote Program. But the deciding factors for that program is that people are accepted into it. They have to really demonstrate a desire and a commitment to want to play a part in helping shape our community. It isn't just for some mercenary to come stay in an apartment for a year and then leave. And it's been really cool to see that grow because we're a city that is small enough. We're large enough that we have all these world-class amenities and attractions, but we're small enough that you can come here and start making an impact and help shape the future of the city right off the bat. It was less than 10 years from when my wife and I moved home from D.C. to when I was elected mayor of the city. So the opportunity to take a part in shaping a great American city over the next 10, 20, 30 years is very real here for young professionals. We think that's one of the reasons it's attracted so many people from around the country to Tulsa.
Additional James Beard award-winning chefs are filling out their applications as we speak. And I know that these are exciting times to be the mayor of Tulsa. It's exciting times to come to Tulsa. That excitement extends itself to the wrestling world as the NCAA championships make their way there. So you have got a lot on your plate, no pun intended, a lot of excitement happening. And so, Mayor, for people who want to get more information, I guess maybe a link to the Tulsa Remote Program, but just about the city in general, is there a website you'd suggest?
Yes. Anybody that's interested in coming to visit Tulsa, whether it's for the NCAA championships or anything else, you can just Google Visit Tulsa. And that's our Convention and Visitors Bureau. They have all sorts of good information on their website that you can track down to come and have a world-class experience here in our city. And it's a very easy, I do it all the time, super direct flight from Chicago. Very easy.
GT Bynum, leading the way, leading by example. Exciting stuff happening in Tulsa. Thanks so much, Mayor, for all you're doing and for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.